Hell in the Pacific, A Marine Rifleman's Journey from Guadalcanal to Palelu, by Jim McInerney, with Bill Sloan. Read by Charles David Richards. It was about 8:30 a.m., August 7th, 1942, when I got my first good look at the island where we were going. To me, it seemed pretty much like every other island I'd seen in the Pacific during the months I'd been there. White sand beaches, framed by clusters of green palm trees, with dense jungle undergrowth just behind and blue-green hills rising up in the distance. But this island was different, and every one of us knew it. This one was supposed to be crawling with Japs, all of them itching to blow us to hell. We were bound for a section of shoreline designated as Beach Red. We didn't care much for that name. It made us think of blood, our blood. Until our officers and senior NCOs started drumming how dangerous this place was into our heads, the name of the island hadn't meant a damn thing to me or any of the other guys in my platoon. I doubted if anybody back in the States had ever even heard of it. Just for the record, it was called Guadalcanal. The brass had warned everybody to expect the worst. They said some of us who were climbing down the cargo nets on the side of the troop ship and trying to keep from stepping on each other's hands as we boarded our Higgins boats were going to get killed today. The letter we'd received from Colonel Leroy P. Hunt, our regimental commander, it tried to be reassuring, but it didn't quite make it. "God bless all of you," it said at the end, "and to hell with the Japs." The troops respected Colonel Hunt. As a young lieutenant in France in 1918, he'd earned both a Navy Cross and a Distinguished Service Cross for heroism under fire. He knew what hard fighting was all about, and he was telling us this fight was going to be as hard as they came.